Mesechet Bava Kama Perechet Mishnah Zayin Afal Pi Shehu Nosin Lo Eino Nimcho Lo Achi Yivakesh Mimenu. Somebody who harms another person, even though he pays him compensation for what he did, he does not have mechila, he is not forgiven until he requests the other person to forgive him. Shenemar, as we find in the pasuk, Ba'ata Hashem Eishes Ha'ish Kinabihu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avimelech to return Sarah to Avram, and the pasuk continues this, followed by Chav Zachiyeh, and then Avraham will daven for you, and you will live. Now, of course, if he's going to request Avram to daven for him, he will first have to appease Avram and ask Mechila. So therefore we see that when a person harms somebody else, he must ask Mechila. Uminayin shelo yehe hamocho asari. How do we know that the person who is being asked to be mocho should not be cruel and refuse to be mocho? Shenemar, this we also find in the pasuk, as the pasuk says, by Isbalo Avraham el ha'elokim, by Yirpa elokim, et Avimelech Avraham, daven to Hashem, and Hashem cured Avimelech. So we see Avraham was mocho and allowed himself to be at peace. Ha'omer sameh eni, k'taz yari, sporis rakli, chayim. Somebody who prompts his friend to blind his eye, cut off his hand, or break his leg, and the person takes him up on it and does so, the person who does so is chayiv to pay. As he cannot do this, the Torah does not allow him to do this, even if he is prompted. Amanas lipstor, chayiv. If, when the person is prompted to do so, he says to his friend, condition I should be pater, and the person responds, hey, yeah, still, the person does so, he's chayiv, as even though the person agreed that it should be amanas lipstor on the condition to be pater, we assume that when he said hain, he said so as a question, like, hain, do you really believe I would forgive you? Certainly, I would not allow you to do this, as it is not usual for a person to allow somebody else to bodily harm him. Kras, ksusi, shvors, kadi, chayiv. If somebody prompts another person to tear his clothing and break his pitcher, and the person takes them up on it, the person is chayiv to pay amanat liftor. If the person responds and says, on condition I should be pater, pater, and then the guy responds back, hain, or even if he responds back, lav, no, still the guy who does so is pater. Even if he says lav, we assume he was saying lav, like, lav, do you really think I wouldn't be mochal and that you wouldn't be pater? Of course, you should be pater, as it is usual for somebody else to be mochal another person to harm his property. I say tamely, ish ploni amanach lipstor chayit. But if somebody prompts his friend to harm somebody else, even if he says so on condition that you should be pater, still the person who does so is chayiv, bein begufo, bein bemamono, whether he harmed the other person bodily or he harmed the other person's property, he is chayiv, and the person who sent him amanas lipstor is pater from paying, as we have a clout in shliach lidvar averi. If you do an avera, you are not considered a shliach. The person who sent you is not responsible, as you should not have listened to him. You should have listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who doesn't allow you to do it. So even though the person sent you and told you Amanas Lister, even if he says Amanas Shania Shaleh, he sends you to harm somebody else and says on condition that I will pay for the harm that is caused, still that person is pater, and you should not have listened to him. So therefore you are responsible for paying for any damages that you caused, not the person that sent you. Mesechet Bava Kama Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph. HaGoyzo Eitim V'Asun Kelim. Somebody who steals wood and turns them into kelim, into utensils, temer ba'asam begadim, he steals wool and turns them into clothing, mishalim, kishasak zela, he has to pay the value of the eitzim and temer, what they were worth at the time he stole them, but the kelim and begadim he can keep for himself, he was koneh them b'shinui. When he turned the eitzim into kelim and temer into begadim, he acquired the kelim and begadim for himself, as he did not steal kelim and begadim, he stole eitzim and temer, so he simply pays the value of the eighth and the seventh, what they were worth, b'shach ha'gzeva. Gaza paramu beres v'yolda. Somebody who steals a pregnant cow and it then gives birth. Rachel tuna u gazaza. Steals a sheep that is ready to be shorn and he shears it. Mishalim d'me para ho meres leled. D'me rachel ho meres ligazit. He must pay to the person who he stole from the value of a para that is ready to give birth and the value of a rachel that is ready to be shorn, but the tzemer and the flock he can keep for himself. He was koneh them b'shinui, as he did not steal tzemer and a flock. He stole a pregnant cow and a rachel that was ready to be shorn, so he paid the value of the rachel and para, but the tzemer and the flock he keeps for himself. Gazal para v'nizabra etzlo v'yolda. If somebody steals a cow And after he steals it, it becomes pregnant and gives birth. Rachel v'nitana etlo ugazza. He steals a Rachel that does not have any wool on it. And after he steals it, it grows wool and he shares it. Mishalem kishasa gzela. He only has to pay the value of the Rachel and part of what they're worth, kishasa gzela. But the tzemer and the vlad, he was kona b'shina, he keeps it for himself. He simply returns the Rachel and para to its owner. The general rule is, anytime somebody steals something, he pays the value of what he stole, what it was worth, b'shata gzela. This zaklau is coming to tell us a new din, which is somebody who steals a tle, a lamb, or an eagle, a calf, and it grows bigger, and they become an isle, or a shore, and then he shechts or sells the shore. He would not have to pay dollars to hay, even though normally somebody who steals a shore and sells it or shechts it pays to the owner five times the value of the shore. In this case, he would not have to do so. The reason being, as he was kona the shore with the shinoi, when the eagle, the calf, turns into a shore, he was kona the shore, and he did not steal a shore, he stole a calf, so the shore became his, and when he shechted or sold the shore, he had the right to do so since it was his, so he does not have to pay five times the value of the shore. He simply has to pay the value of an eagle, a calf, to the owner.